We welcome all of you on this Father's Day to Grace Bible Church. We're glad that you are here. On this Father's Day, I thought it would be good to share with you a thought from the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 5, by pen of inspiration, as he wrote, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." You know, nothing in the Bible is just put in there for fluff. You know, you may do that when you write you a note to somebody or whatever. You may put in something just for fluff or whatever. But God never does that. And he says here, "Be ye therefore followers of God as," and then, "dear children." Now, what does that imply, dear children? It means that he's our Father and that we're his precious children. It denotes a father and child relationship. And we're to be followers of him as a child follows their father. You know, I've found over the years, as I've gotten older, that I have some of the same mannerisms as my dad. All right? And I've had people walk up behind me, "Hey, Phil!" And I'll turn around and I said, "Oh, you're not Phil." I said, "No, I'm Phil's son. I'm Todd." And they say, you walk kind of like your dad does, or you do this like your dad does, and they'll point that out. Now, I don't get up in the morning and say, "Well, I'm gonna eat like dad does. I'm gonna go and drive my truck like dad drives his truck." You don't consciously think about that, but you have followed your father long enough that certain mannerisms just become part of your life, and you don't even realize it. And this is the picture that's given of the children of God. "Be ye followers of him as dear children." Are you picking up the traits of your father? Is the picture that's given here. If you're not, then it tells us you're not following your father. You're not following your father. You're doing something else. Because those who follow their father pick up the traits of their father, just like I picked up the traits of my dad through the years. Very, very important for us to see this. What is he emphasizing here? God has loved us, and he loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son to die on Calvary's tree, to shed his precious blood, the one who had no sin, the perfect Lamb of God. And he desires for us to follow him as dear children. As children who consider the Father to be all in all. All the fullness of the Godhead dwells in him. He's wonderful. He's good. And I want to be like him as his child. What a wonderful picture is given to us in this passage of Scripture. And I hope on this Father's Day that as dads, we'll be the right kind of men for our children so they will follow us. One thing about it, they'll always pick up the bad habits that we have. That's always first. But we need to do better. And we need to have the right kind of example for them so they can follow us as dear children. And then, by God's grace, as we teach them about the Lord and teach them about God's love and teach them about God's grace and the fact that we're sinners and we need His grace, that they will follow the Father as dear children. Don't you want that for your children and for your grandchildren? That should be the desire of everyone's heart. And I'm thankful for Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1 because it gives us the picture of a father with his children. He said, "Be followers of God as dear children."